This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Walter Savage, the chairman of the Yancey County Commission, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk about things that are going on in the county. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, Steve. It is my pleasure to come in and attempt to keep the citizens of Yancey County updated on what we're doing, and the truth of the matter is we're making great progress in several areas that are not widely known, but we will try to bring them to their attention. Let me start out, first of all, by saying at a meeting back in December, it was called to my attention that it was felt that the comment period by the commissioners was not quite adequate. We have limited the time period for an individual to speak to the commissioners for 3 minutes. The total time for during the entire meeting will be 15 minutes. And we really feel that this is for comments, not debate, not argumentative, and we feel that an individual can express his views to us in 3 minutes, and that's adequate, and we have decided to stick with that position. We were expecting to receive a report from the Dixon Hughes Auditing Company. They were to be here to give us a briefing on the status of our county financially. It was supposed to have been done by October. It's not uncommon for these audits to be delayed. It just was unfortunate that we had a good snowstorm on Tuesday night, and he got as far as Mars Hill and had to turn around. But he will be back, and we will be able to bring you the up-to-date status as to what our funds are. I can tell you right now that the cash flow is adequate, and we're able to pay our bills and pay the employees of Yancey County. Most of you have seen possibly a picture in the paper of our past tax collector, Ms. Green, Margaret Green. She retired as of the end of January, and we have replaced Margaret with the assistant tax collector, Ms. Whitson, who's been there for about 5 or 6 years. Familiar with the job, and we are replacing Ms. Whitson with Deborah Wilson, who will be our assistant tax collector. The Fish and Game Commission wished to change the rules, change the timing for the deer hunting season, and it is the position of our local Deer Hunters Association that what we have now is what we need. And so, therefore, they submitted to us a petition. We will be sending out a letter to the governor and to the Game and Fish Commissioners today, indicating that we request that the things stay as they were. The last item I want to talk to you about this morning is extremely important. Those of you who received the paper, those of you who possibly have talked with your neighbors, we are in the process of sending a letter to the governor dealing with the availability of broadband for the Internet. It has been misled to the governor, and not intentionally, but just the methodology has made it misleading that Yancey County has 93% availability to broadband. This is not factual, and the importance of broadband I can't explain to you enough. Is that the speed with which things go across the air, the volume with which they can go, and the timeliness for this. Our students are receiving instruction on computers in the schools today, and they're given homework assignments, and in many, many, many cases, these students go home, they have only dial-up capability, they're unable to get their homework done, and this is going to be even more important with regard to the business world. Those who wish to contract with people dealing on everything from farm to artistry, and especially in the field of medicine. I know that those of you that have computers at home, we're urging you, please, to take the form, the survey form that's in the back of the paper, and fill it out to give us verification that we can have assurance to the governor that we are underserved and in many cases unserved with our computer capability. And it is always a pleasure to come and speak with you, and we will be having a special commissioners meeting sometime this next week to cover the items that we were unable to cover due to the snowstorm. One last thing I would ask, that my friend and your elected commissioner, Johnny Riddle, is currently in the hospital. He's had to have surgery. And I would ask that each of you say a prayer for Johnny, that he'll soon be back with us.
Thank you very much, Walter Savage. He is the chairman of the Yancey County Commission. For Close Up, I'm Steve Murphy.